Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today I've picked an oracle card from the Work Your Light oracle card book deck, and it's the one, it's called Boundaries, which is a good one for everyone actually. So where do you need to establish better boundaries? You are being called to create clearer boundaries in your life. This could be with your friends, families or work. Saying yes when you really mean no leads to resentment, which is the biggest energy drain ever. At first it might be only a little bit here and a little bit there and might not feel like a big deal, but before you know it your energy field becomes porous and you are left feeling depleted, resentful or taken advantage of. Saying no and having clear boundaries is actually a spiritual act, believe it or not. The most giving, loving, compassionate people are those who are clearest about their boundaries. For when they say yes, they are able to give unconditionally. I didn't know that. Actually, that's very true. All right. When boundaries are clear, others know where they stand with you and are able to give freely. If you are not clear where your boundaries lie, this can cause confusion, resentment, and energetic cords to be planted. If you are saying yes when you really mean no, you are likely needing something in yourself. Ask yourself, what part of me needs something from them? Could it be your need for approval, the fear of being seen as a certain way, or a fear of loss? The best way to gauge your boundaries is to check in on your belly. Is to check with your belly. Your belly is the second brain. It has the intelligence to know as your gut feelings. Tune in to this space when deciding whether it's okay for you. How does it feel? What are you trying to communicate within you? Right, so boundaries are pretty much sum that all up. So are you saying yes when really you mean no? And as soon as you say yes, the other person takes that yes and runs. You can quite easily just say no directly afterwards. There's nothing wrong with that. No matter how people see you or perceive you, it's better to give to yourself than to someone else. Ask yourself this, right? Whenever you do a favor for someone, actually do this for previous actions, right? So think of a scenario where you have said yes to someone and you really didn't feel like it, but ask yourself, would you do that certain thing for yourself? Or is this person willing to reciprocate? You know, are they just an energy sucker? We often give to people more than we give to ourselves because we don't want to be seen as somebody that's quite stingy or self-caring or self-loving. And there is nothing wrong with loving yourself. There's nothing wrong with doing things for your own personal needs and wants. Saying no is not like a massively hard thing, and it's not the most powerful thing in the world. No, it's just the way you feel. And if you don't feel like doing something, you just don't feel like it. You can always change your mind. I mean, if you say, no, I can't do that, and then you think about it, and then you can just say, go back to that person and say, listen, yeah, I know I said no, but I can actually do that for you, you know? And to be honest with you, they're usually more grateful. If you say no and then go back and say yes, because they'll appreciate it more. Whereas if you say yes straight away, you can be doing that quite begrudgingly and then not be very happy with that person or yourself. So just say no. All right, that's me for today, and I hope I've given you something to think about. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.